Love is better than burnt offerings. With this, welcome, good day, and hello to Silent Time, the opportunity to think on what is important in life. In Hosea 6, verse 6, the Lord says, I desire steadfast love and not sacrifice, the knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings. Nowadays, hardly anybody will give burnt offerings to God. So what does it mean for us today? And the Lord says, I desire steadfast love and not sacrifice, the knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings. It means, instead of sacrifice, what God wants us to do is to show love to others, to follow His commands, to love God with all our mind and all our heart first, and give the first priority to Him. Especially, for example, on Sundays, on the day of the Lord, to listen to His word, and also to love our neighbor as we love ourselves, not to take advantage of others, and to honor the family, especially the parents, father and mother, and not to look at our own desires, but also what is helpful to others, and not to desire what others have or to envy, but to be content with what we have and to give praise to the Lord. And not to talk bad about others, not to hurt them, to try to hurt them, especially not hurt them consciously with words or thoughts or deeds, but to build others up and look what is good for their future and for their life. In 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13, it says, And now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, and the greatest of these is love. Lord, You have given us the love, and You have shown a lot of mercy to us. You save us, and we are thankful to You. We pray that we may be mirrors of Your love. From our own self, we are selfish, we are greedy and have our own desires and too many times listen to our own stomach. We pray that even we are broken and broken pieces of mirrors, yet we ask that we may reflect Your love, Your great abundant love and mercy and kindness and goodness and justice. That we show Your love and mercy and justice also to others and help others and build them up. We thank You for Your word and we ask for forgiveness where we do not follow Your word. We pray that You may guide us through this life and lead us into Your eternal kingdom, where we praise Your holy name forever. Amen.